Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 17 of the government shutdown. We have the story.
Trump's former national security advisor is indicted. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Man shot and killed on a Wichita City bus. I'm Dan O'Neill.
That shooting happened on the west side of Wichita yesterday afternoon.
It happened around 3:30 Thursday afternoon near Douglas and Meridian. Investigators determined that both the suspect and the victim were passengers on the bus and knew each other. A 54-year-old man died at the scene. A 34-year-old suspect is in police custody. Five people, including the driver, were on board the city bus, which was moving at the time of the shooting. The incident remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
No end in sight for the federal government shutdown.
Senators failed to advance the Republicans' funding bill for a 10th time Thursday. The GOP's Joni Ernst says the price tag on this stalemate is adding up.
Every work day that the federal government is shut down, it costs our taxpayers $400 million.
While House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said,
as Democrats, we've made clear, we will sit down anytime, any place with anyone to find a bipartisan path forward to reopening the government.
Democrats are still calling for an extension on Affordable Care Act tax subsidies, which expire at the end of the year. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump's former national security advisor is facing charges of mishandling classified records.
An 18-count indictment accuses former national security advisor John Bolton of transmitting national defense information and unlawful retention of classified material. Bolton served in the first Trump administration before becoming a vocal critic of the president. The charges allege years of mishandling top secret records by Bolton and sharing more than 1,000 pages of sensitive material with relatives not authorized to view them. An attorney for Bolton says the case was investigated and resolved years ago, saying the charges stem from personal diaries shared with his immediate family and known to the FBI as far back as 2021. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two men were killed in a crash in South Wichita early yesterday near Harry and Palisade. It appears a 36-year-old man was riding a motorcycle at a high rate of speed when he hit a 61-year-old man who was either pushing or riding a bicycle. No names have been released.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And in just a few minutes, we have our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Got a Chiefs preview with Mitch coming up in a few minutes.
A New Jersey woman charged with beating another woman to death with a broom. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sedgwick County Treasurer Brandy Bailey tells KNSS News her goal is better customer service, and that includes speeding up the work at the county tag office. Bailey says one challenge is an overworked computer.
All 105 counties are on one server at the state, which is problematic. The system has been up for many years, so you think about all the transactions that all 105 counties have done over the years. Those are still on that server, and now it's one, and it just keeps getting bogged down. So the system, the server goes down multiple times a week, several times a month, and they seem to go down at the most inconvenient times, the end of the month.
Brandy Bailey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with a podcast on our webpage.
The Department of Homeland Security announcing yesterday that federal immigration agents had arrested a suburban Chicago police officer they accused of being an illegal immigrant from Montenegro. Fox's Chanley Painter with more.
DHS saying the officer had been here illegally for 10 years after overstaying a tourist visa and was even approved for a police pension in January. His name is Radul Bojevic. Police say they found him working as a sworn police officer with the Hanover Park Police Department since January. The department issuing a statement saying they, quote, were presented with a valid work authorization card and that they, quote, also confirmed based on a memorandum issued by the Department of Justice, ATF, on January 5th, 2024, that his immigration status allows him to carry a firearm while on duty.
The police department also said the officer would return to full duty if allowed to stay in the United States.
A gun rights lawsuit has been filed by a New Hampshire teenager.
18-year-old Jack Harrington graduated from Hillsboro Deering High School in June. Now, Harrington and the Second Amendment Foundation are suing his former principal and others, accusing them of illegally searching his truck based solely on the fact he's a gun owner. Harrington claims he was harassed and interrogated by school officials, who then found nothing in his truck in the school parking lot. Courts have found school administrators can conduct searches if they have a reasonable suspicion that a crime has been committed, but Harrington's lawyers argue that knowledge of gun ownership alone falls far short of that standard. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A woman in New Jersey is charged with beating another woman to death with a broom.
Atlantic City police say the dead woman was discovered in an apartment. They say 22-year-old Siani Barnes chronically abused 34-year-old Christina Burdett by beating her repeatedly with a broom on her head, ears, and face. They say Barnes has confessed to smothering and killing Burdett. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11. Make that 8:12, Stephen Ted.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Things are starting to get a little bit better out there in traffic. The traffic volume's still pretty heavy, but definitely getting lighter. Just continue to watch out. We do have a stalled-out vehicle southbound I-135, and it's pretty close to the ramp to 61st Street North in the Park City area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A high of 83, south to southwest winds, 15 to 25 and gusty. Chance of storms after 7 o'clock. Some of those could be strong, otherwise mostly cloudy in upper 50s. Becoming mostly sunny and windy on Saturday, a high of 77. Saturday night could be the coldest of the season so far, low to mid 40s. Sunshine and 70 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 64 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in now with Jamel Hadaparik and visitwichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted, hope you're having a great morning. We have a lot going on this weekend in Wichita, so let's dive right into it. Wild lights. Oh, I love this. This is out at the Sedgwick County Zoo, and you can see this until about December 21st, so you have some time, but it is a one-of-a-kind Asian lantern sculpture that just lights up the entire zoo. They have all kinds of creatures, mythical plants, animals, you name it, but I've seen it going up over the last week. Absolutely gorgeous. It goes throughout the zoo, all different displays, wild lights. It's become very popular. So go see that with the family. And then we have Hay, Hooves, and Halloween. This is Saturday from 2 to 8 over at Cowtown Museum. Trick-or-treat at Old Cowtown, and you can take on a day full of candy, costumes, and dancing. There will even be a headless horseman riding through the streets, zombie cowboys, and ghosts haunting the historic houses. So a lot of fun over there at Cowtown Museum on Saturday. You can take the family out there and get ready for Halloween. And then we have River Flicks. You know, this is so popular. This is on Fridays, and this is the last one just because weather kind of changes things. But it is going to be The Nightmare Before Christmas. Get over there and just watch that with the family. Take your chairs, your blankets, some snacks if you like. It's free, and it's a beautiful venue out there at the amphitheater at Exploration Place. So The Nightmare Before Christmas is going to be the movie. So have a great day. We always love our Friday. See you guys.
Thanks, Jamel, and visit Wichita.com. 8:15, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is Steve and Ted's show number 7037. All right, going to have a nice weekend weather-wise, looks like. At least, though, a little bit of a chance for rain here, looks like, tonight into Saturday. And maybe even, that's no rain on Sunday, though, so the Chiefs ought to have good weather up there in Kansas City.
Well, it looks like a nice, normal October day for
yeah.
the Chiefs game.
And- well, the weather has just been super here the last, what, several weeks, I guess, you would say. And then if we get a little rain tonight, that'll be good. So
it's been warmer than normal in October, but
yeah,
get this cool front coming through, and it'll kind of be normal again.
That's right. 8:15, Stephen's head of the morning here on KNSS, and anything exciting on your vacation there? Your 2 days off?
No.
You didn't go to the Bahamas this time, huh?
I did not know.
No. You didn't go out to...
I don't know if I even left my driveway.
You didn't even go to South Bend and visit Notre Dame or
no,
anything like that, no?
I wish.
You didn't go to any of the ballparks. You used to do that and stuff. Now, it's been a couple of years since you did that, hasn't it been?
Went out to Dodger Stadium last summer.
That summer, yeah. That was a fun trip.
That was my last big baseball trip.
All right. Stephen in the morning, KNSS. This is
here. I got a present for you.
October 17th.
My sister has been very concerned about Shelly, Mrs. McIntosh, and her decorative pumpkins.
Yeah.
And her decorative mums.
Yeah.
We got you a decorative gourd.
My own gourd.
Your own little gourd that you can.
I've never had a gourd
you
before.
You can store wherever you need to store it.
Wow. That's nice.
Sorry.
You had to crack nuts with, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The little stem fell off. Maybe you can super glue that on.
Yeah,
there he goes. And you got Shelly some mums?
Got her some mums.
What color are my sister wants to know what color.
I don't know whatever color her mums are. What do I know about mums? I know nothing about mums. I'll tell you something that I'm excited about, okay? Southwestern's football team, 16th in the country.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Wow.
Good stuff.
Good time of the day.
Hey, let's bring him in. It's the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Our live Friday morning discussion with Mitch Holtis as the Chiefs get ready to take on the Raiders on Sunday in a good old-fashioned noon kickoff at Arrowhead. And we welcome in and say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. And, yeah, good morning to all the great folks this week at Heartland Credit Union. Steve, this is your local friendly credit union at HCU.coop. Yeah, shout out to the Southwestern Mound Builders. The jinx is on. That means the black cat is running fast and the tail's furry and everything else. So love it that cat lives in the field house. That's pretty cool.
The Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, I saw Jinx a couple years ago and went down there for a basketball game. Yeah.
Well, I thought they were the Mound Builders.
They are, but they also have their mascot is a black cat called the Jinx.
Okay.
Now my kids both played basketball there, and my daughter would go in and shoot before class, like 6 or so in the morning, and the cat would bring a bat down. That place was built in like 1924,
yes.
I believe. I love that old place. It's cool. But anyway, the cat would bring a bat down and been hunting all night and would put the bat down in front of my daughter. And like, hey, now what are you going to do with this? Like, you shoot some hoops? Like, so the cat would go on hunts during the night. Yeah,
I've been there in that.
Bats in the Alfred.
In that building. That is a neat old gym. Really is.
It is so cool. And the alums won't let them tear it down. They keep fixing it up, and it's great. And I'm glad they do. my son played on that parquet floor. He said it was the best floor he ever played on. So, yeah, no, it's they got so many. The 77 Staps, there's a lot of Texas A&M kind of traditions there. And, of course, they were an old Shocker foe.
Oh, yeah.
I brought them up a couple times. Yeah, they used to play the Shocks. And when Al Gebert was even, he'd schedule them even as Gebert was moving up to Division One. But so, yeah. Mound Builders, the jinx is on.
The Chiefs and the Raiders on Sunday, noon kickoff. And the Chiefs have won three of their last four. Chiefs are a whopping 12.5-point favorite coming into this one. My gosh. But the Chiefs are trying to get their third straight home win.
And there's just such a positive vibe in the building this week. It's been awesome. People have asked me, what's it been like? I said, well, this is Steve having his fireworks display in West Wichita. And he's lighting the fuse. Actually, Sean Finley, I talk about him all the time. Sean Finley in East Wichita has like one of the best fireworks displays, mostly illegal, every year. But then he lights the fuse, and you're just watching the anticipation of what's going to happen. And that's what it's like now with Rashee Rice coming back. And yeah, there's just a vibe that this team can take off and start kicking some tail.
The Raiders have been vulnerable to turnovers and interceptions, especially this season. Ooh.
Geno Smith, who was the four-year starter for Seattle, but he's thrown 10 interceptions. That's the most in the league. That's to your point. Six of the 10, here's what's bizarre. Six of the 10 have been without pressure or blitzing. Yeah. Like he's doing it unforced errors in tennis, double faulting into the net. The that and the fact that The Raider defense, at least the front, Max Crosby, you know, the much tattooed one, who looks like a, you know, Superman villain, which he is, and then Malcolm Kuntz is back. Those guys can wreck your iPad, but it is the worst defensive starting field position in 16 seasons because the defense of the Raiders keeps running out like you're giving them the ball at the 30. Hey, thanks, Geno. Appreciate it. Like, we'll try to hold them to a field goal here. That's what's going on with this team. If they don't turn it over, they're dangerous, especially with the running back, Ashton Jeanty, the rookie out of Boise State.
How about playing a complete game with no penalties? How about that?
Woo! Steve, this was you finally getting that A in English in your sophomore year. No, it was in shop. I'm sorry, with Mr. Leap. Gave you an A in shop, and your parents were like, maybe there's hope, Steve.
Ecstatic,
maybe there's hope.
Yeah.
Ecstatic, yeah. And then we'll look past the D in science, but that's okay. But the point is, yeah, zero penalties, particularly after 13 the week before. Last week's was focus on the focus. I mean, and to go off a short week and to play that well against a good opponent, I thought was very impressive because we were going on a short week playing on the road in Monday Night Football. But to have no penalties and no special teams penalties, it just kills everything. Your field position, the momentum, rhythm. What do we have? 13 penalties for 104 yards. That's equivalent of 7 points. We lost to the Jags because of that and a 99-yard pick six. Otherwise, we might beat those guys by 14.
And this is game two of a three-game homestand, so really liking to get that rest, sleep in your own bed at home, and take advantage of that for 3 weeks in the middle of a long season.
Bigger than you think, especially when we've been on this crazy schedule of 5 of the 9 weeks being coming, you know, back in at 6 or 7 in the morning and trying to start your next week, even the two preseason games. I went through all that. I think that's part of the excitement, Ted. One, we get to play Sunday at noon. We're all like, what is this? How does that work? And, like, we'll be done by 5? Like, wow, okay. Because usually we're, like, getting started at 5. And then, two, if you look at our schedule, now we could get flexed, but we're done with the road get home at 7 a.m. games.
Huh.
They buried us with them. They buried us with them at the front. We got to go to Buffalo in a couple weeks. That's a 3:25. But the rest of the schedule turns out we're like, okay, let's get in a bit of a rhythm. If we'll play at 3:25, that's 3:25. It's not midnight on Hulu on Tuesday morning. So we're like settled in here. And I think there's a feeling of like, well, let's go. Let's get on a spurt. Because Rashee Rice is back, and this might be the fastest team Andy Reid's ever had in his 27 years as a head coach.
The Chiefs and their division opponent, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Raider week.
Live coverage on the pregame show begins at 11 o'clock Sunday morning, kickoff at noon Sunday, and that is right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
How?
We must ask how this Chiefs-Raiders matchup on Sunday at noon somehow relates to Wichita State Shocker football. As part of our Eddie Papa Shocker football, just win, baby, Fred Biletnikoff update.
How?
Okay, this has nothing to do with the Plapa, but how many, you guys both had guys at school. Well, wait a minute. Ted went to a private school. So it's my, how many, you had guys at school that looked like Max Crosby, right?
Tattoos, yeah, oh, yeah. Neck,
all those. Hey, we had girls that looked like him.
I know, I dated one. No, we had him at Smith Center too. Bruce Jones, I remember just like, couldn't wait to kill me every day at school. Anyway, that's not part of the Plapa report. I didn't think it would ever happen. I didn't think it would ever happen. Because on July 26, 2024, in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm watching, coming down the hill, what I call the 514 area code. Three guys, 5-1-4, lined up side by side. 5 Hollywood Brown, 1 Xavier Worthy, 4 Rashi Rice. And I'm thinking, man, this is the fastest trio, best trio we've ever had, maybe. They haven't played together until this week. Oh. Well, the Shockers, it never happened. It never happened. Here's what never happened. 1986, as we all know, was the last year of Shocker football. Ron Chizmar was really excited about his recruiting class in 1986. Why? He was touting it as maybe the fastest incoming group that Wichita State ever had. Now, they've had other guys that, like Kevin Peppers, was a track combo guy from Arc City that played in the early 80s for Jeffries. But this group had Eric Gilstrap, who went to Lake Highlands High School in Dallas, and he was running 4.5s back then. That was a big deal. Then they had Anthony Hardy, who was coming in. He was also a Dallas kid. And then Derek Ritchie was from Dallas Jefferson. Anthony Hardy was a Mississippi kid. But these guys were all super fast, and they couldn't wait to turn these guys loose. It never happened because the program dropped and Eric Gilstrap went to Baylor. Yeah. Anthony Hardy went to Texas A&M. I'm not exactly sure where Derek Ritchie went, but what the Chiefs will have this week is something the Shockers never got, and that was to turn all that speed of the 1986 recruiting class loose. Instead, they had to run to other places like Baylor and Texas A&M. So take nothing for granted, especially when you wait so long for something to happen, and it's going to happen. So you can't have speed on a team if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
I wonder what happened to Andy Hardy. Huh? He was always talking to his dad, you know.
He was part of the Hardy Boys. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, the Hardy Boys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were with the Dalton Gang, and Coffeyville got shot up.
That's it.
They ran out to meet. I think we're rewriting history here.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, the Hardy Boys. No, they ran to Clearwater and hit out. And the Dalton Gang got, yeah. Hey, we're going to Coffeyville. You guys go on and go down there. So,
hey, have a great.
Anyway.
Do well.
Have a great call at noon.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I'll be done by 5.
There you go.
It's going to be a date night. Can't wait. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's Raiders Week.
And as always, even this week, we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Ted. And thank you to the Dalton Gang for bringing us some excitement.
And speed. All right, there we go. Chiefs and Raiders at noon on Sunday here on KNSS.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at the Bolton indictment. That's coming up, Stephen, Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Cloudy now, 64 degrees. It's day 17 of the government shutdown.
The Senate left town with no deal in place to reopen the government. Republicans have 10 times failed to pass a stopgap measure that would extend funding until late November. Democrats have pushed to include an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. Republicans have made clear that issue can be negotiated as soon as the government reopens. The next vote in the Senate won't be until Monday of next week, and House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he won't bring the House back until the government reopens. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Wichita police report the arrest of an 18-year-old man. This in connection to a shooting last Sunday that injured 4 people. Early on Sunday, officers responded to a hospital concerning multiple walk-in shooting victims, and the investigation revealing that the four people were inside a vehicle at Clifton and Morris when an unknown suspect fired multiple shots at them.
A woman has been sentenced to just over 3 years for the shooting death of a 7-year-old Wichita boy earlier this year.
25-year-old Tasha Dillard pleaded guilty last month to involuntary manslaughter and 6 counts of aggravated child endangerment. Prosecutors said that Dillard left multiple children inside her apartment while she and several adults went outside to do tequila shots in her car in the parking lot. Another child shot the boy after finding Dillard's gun as they played inside her apartment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:37, Stephen Ted in the morning. And let's take a look at entertainment news with Ted Woodward today. It is The Blur, Ted.
And a founding member of KISS has died.
Ace Frehley was known as the Spaceman, or Space Ace. The lead guitarist and sometimes vocalist of KISS, he co-founded the group in 1973 with Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, and Peter Criss. Together, they performed for nearly a decade before the band disbanded. During the KISS years and after, Frehley did some solo work, most notably a cover of New York Groove. I'm back in the New York Groove. Frehley returned to KISS for a successful reunion tour in 1996, sticking with the band until 2002. Later inducted with the band in 2014 into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. According to reports, Frehley suffered a brain bleed after a fall last month. Ace Frehley died peacefully, surrounded by family, at age 74. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Paul Ace Frehley died as a result of a recent fall at his home in New Jersey, his family says, 74 years old. He was an original member of KISS, the band's lead guitar player. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley released a joint statement calling Frehley an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier. Peter Criss writes on his website, his legacy will live on in the music industry and in the hearts of the KISS Army. Frehley was in the band from 1973 to 1982, quit, and came back from 96 to 2002. He released several solo records along the way and with his band Frehley's Comet, one just last year. KISS is one of this year's Kennedy Center honorees. That ceremony is in December. Criss Foster, Fox News.
All right, we're heading into the weekend. How about let's go to the movies?
I'm Michelle Pulino.
You tend to choose people because they worship you.
Julia Roberts stars in After the Hunt, the psychological Me Too drama about a college professor played by Roberts who finds herself at a personal and professional crossroads when a star student played by Ayo Adebiri levels an accusation against one of her colleagues, Andrew Garfield. And a dark seeker from her own past threatens to come into light.
I want to change their lives.
In Good Fortune, a well-meaning but rather inept angel named Gabriel, played by Keanu Reeves, meddles in the lives of a struggling gig worker, played by Aziz Ansari, and a wealthy venture capitalist, portrayed by Seth Rogen.
The wedding's off.
The Family McMullen follows the romantic entanglements of now 50-something Barry McMullen, played by Ed Burns, and his 20-something kids, as well as his brother Patrick and widowed sister-in-law Molly, who are also facing unexpected romantic hurdles. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
The character of Michael Myers from the Halloween movies, also sometimes called The Shape.
That creepy white mask from the classic horror movie Halloween? Believe it or not, it started as Captain Kirk. When the filmmakers were scrambling for a cheap mask in 1978, they went to a costume shop and bought a William Shatner Star Trek mask for just a couple of bucks. They widened the eye holes, pulled off the eyebrows and sideburns, and spray-painted it ghostly white. The result was an expressionless, almost inhuman face, perfect for Michael Myers. Shatner later said he had no idea until someone pointed it out, and at first he was shocked, then flattered. What was once Captain Kirk boldly going where no one had gone before, arguably became the most famous slasher face in movie history. Murphy, Fox News.
He was born 110 years ago on this day. Arthur Miller. Playwright to the 20th century, Death of a Salesman, The Crucible, among others. Wrote the screenplay for the movie The Misfits. Death of a Salesman, considered one of the best American plays of the 20th century. Arthur Miller, He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. He testified before the House on American Activities Committee, and he was married for 5 years to Marilyn Monroe. Arthur Miller. And by the way, Daniel Day-Lewis is his son-in-law. Know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or was his son-in-law. Arthur Miller was born 110 years ago on this day. 60 years ago on this night, opening night on Broadway, the musical On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Music by Burton Lane, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner. It's about a woman who has ESP and has been reincarnated. Got nominated for 3 Tonys, but it came out the same year as Man of La Mancha and Mame and some others. It did not win any Tonys. Ran for 8 months. The great John Cullum, Barbara Harris, William Daniels in the cast. Hal Linden was a standby. But the show never really gelled, and it was not that well received. But it's got really good music. The title song, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, good song. All right, that opened 60 years ago tonight on Broadway. 25 years ago on this day, the release of the Christmas album Dream a Dream by 14-year-old Charlotte Church, the soprano from Wales. Remember her?
No.
It was a collection of Christmas carols, Dream a Dream. The biggest selling Christmas album of the year 2000 in the U.S. More than 1 million copies sold. Dream a Dream by the teenager Charlotte Church. Her Christmas album. That came out 25 years ago on this day. Actor Aziz Ansari appeared on the Drew Barrymore show, and he talked about cooking for Keanu Reeves.
He came over to my house, and I was like, hey, we got to hang out a little bit. I got to get to know you. And so I cooked him some Indian food, and then I just nerded out and asked him a bunch of questions about The Matrix. He's like such an icon. You can't help but, like, you know, geek out over that guy.
Aziz Ansari and the Keanu. Let's see. Okay. An EGOT.
EGOT.
People who have won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Okay. There's only 21 people who have won competitive EGOTs. Is Bette Midler one of them?
No.
That is correct. She has been twice nominated for an Oscar, but has never won an Oscar. She's won multiples of the others, though. She appeared on What Happens Live. Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Ah, she's mad. She still hasn't got that EGOT.
You're this close to an EGOT.
Do you mind? We just started.
Okay.
Don't we? It's like a sorrow. I always feel. Oh. I've been robbed. I used to tease Sally Field because she got the year I was nominated.
Yeah, she did.
She was brilliant, though.
And the other loss was to Jodie Foster. Bette Midler never won an Oscar.
Bette Midler.
Rapper Eminem is 53 today. Actor Michael McKean, funny guy, is 78 years old today. And...
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
Singer Gary Puckett. Of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
There you go.
It's his birthday today.
Really?
He is not young. He's singing about a young girl. Gary Puckett is 83 years old today. Gary Puckett. He had
a couple of hits.
He had like 6 gold records in a row at the time when they were hot.
Yeah.
So he was selling some records back in the day. Gary Puckett is 83 years old today. Hey, that's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by the good folks at KC Cares Handyman Services. The list is pretty much endless about what they can help you with at your home or your business. They'll do about anything, big or small, on repairs. And, call Kevin for an estimate. It'll probably get you fixed up. Phone number. You need his phone number. And here's what it is. 871-8845. 871-8845. KC Cares Handyman Services.
Big news for Wichita hospitals. The Wichita Business Journal update coming up with editor Kirk Seminoff. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS 849 now here on this Friday morning. 3 big things.
3.
Chiefs play the Raiders Sunday afternoon in Kansas City. Game time temp will be in the 60s.
2.
Government shutdown is in day 17 with no end in sight.
1.
A man is shot and killed on a Wichita City bus. Suspect in custody. 3 big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting tomorrow at about 6 a.m., they're going to be closing some ramps.
It's the ramp from westbound K-96 to southbound I-135 up at the North Junction. It's going to be closed from 6 a.m. tomorrow to sometime on Sunday afternoon. That's due to some construction there. It's the on-ramp from North Hydraulic to southbound K-96 and the exit ramp from eastbound K-96 to North Hydraulic are going to be closed during that time as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
20% chance for rain early today, then mostly sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 58. Saturday, 20% chance for rain, and tomorrow's high 78 degrees. And for Sunday, sunny and cooler. Sunday's high 66. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 9 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, and trading underway on Wall Street here on a Friday morning. And the Dow is on the positive side, up by 117 points. The S&P is down 5, and the NASDAQ is down 66 points. Big news for Wichita hospitals. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. It could mean another medical facility in West Wichita. Ascension Via Christi has made plans to build a new facility near 119th Street West and Kellogg, plus make improvements to its St. Francis and St. Joseph hospitals. The three projects would be made possible by $60 million in bonds, not from local government, but from Indiana, where the Indiana Finance Authority is prepared to issue $1.4 billion in bonds for Ascension projects across nine states. In Wichita, $20 million would be dedicated to the new facility on West Kellogg, $35 million in improvements to St. Francis, and $5 million in improvements to St. Joe. According to IRX tax code, even though it's not Wichita issuing the bonds, the Wichita City Council must hold a public hearing and approve the issuance of the bonds. We don't know yet details about the 119th and Kellogg facility that would be on Ascension's 3.7 acres of land there. A Via Christi spokesperson told the Business Journal's Jenna Farhat that the hospital system would have more to share about the new facility and other improvements when available. A well-known player in the database software and cloud computing space is setting up shop on Wichita State's Innovation Campus. Oracle will join forces with Deloitte at its smart factory on the campus. Artificial intelligence is embedded into Oracle's line of projects for automated streamlined workflows, and teaming with Deloitte, which is an auditing, consulting, tax, and advisory firm, is in theory will help manufacturing and industrial companies better integrate AI and automation into operations. Oracle bills itself as the world's largest database management company, while Deloitte serves nearly 90% of Fortune 500 companies. And a College Hill medical building has changed ownership. Investors Scott Harper and Joe Donnelly closed on the building at 212 North Hillside this week. The 5,800-square-foot building houses Seventh Direction, a rehabilitation center that's been located there since 2011. Its lease expires early next year, and rezoning authorization from the City Council this week could bring a new use to the building if Seventh Direction decides to leave. No sale price was revealed, though the property had previously been marketed at $750,000. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, I saw a piece on 12 News last night. I think that's where I saw it. Anyway, they're talking about they're bringing a Buc-ee's to Wyandotte County up near Kansas City. And they're pretty excited about it. It's going to take a year or two to build it. But they were saying, I can't remember, some terrific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Number on the amount of sales tax one of those things will generate for a community. That's why one of the reasons.
Have you ever been to one of the Buc-ee's, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Several times. In fact, I got both Ted and Jad's Christmas presents there last year. Yeah, so there's something for everybody at Buc-ee's. Yeah. There you go. You've been to a Buc-ee's, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, the one in North Texas. That's always a frequent stop when we head down to Dallas.
There you go. It's a must stop. They were saying on TV that there are people who go for hundreds of miles just to go and visit them, and then they go home again. How about that? Buc-ee's.
I don't know if I'd go out of my way for a Buc-ee's, but if there's one in my path, I'm certainly going to stop.
Well, you contrast that with the Loves in Tucumcari, New Mexico, which is the worst truck stop in the entire Western Hemisphere. And it's no Buc-ee's, not even close.
Oh, no.
All right, Buc-ee's, we got to go down there, take a little field trip, all of us. How about that? That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
I'm in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A shotgun.
All right. Okay, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning. The Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Coming up on KNSS, the Glenn Beck program this morning, a Harvard science professor talks about AI and alien technology.
Oh, my.
Top of the hour news this morning, a man shot and killed on a Wichita City bus. That's all for this edition of Stephen Head in the Morning Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
At Mill Creek Carpet and Tile, we've been helping families live beautifully for over 85 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.